What I think of living thing, I think it's good. It's one of many that from that period. That I wrote so many so quickly in that ELO period of about from about 74 to through about 78, and it was like a conveyor belt really. I was just banging them out, really quickly, and I'm very pleased with this one because I like the chords. And I think the chords are really interesting because they go. There's one chord change that makes the whole song, that makes it work. And if I hadn't found that, it would never have been a song. I was looking for that for quite a while, as you can imagine, because once you're stuck in the F minor there, where do you go? You can either go back to C or you can go back to G, which is the obvious thing. But then suddenly it came to me, this E minor. And then keep going down, and then down again. It took me. So it's the way it sort of develops back to the C. I was really chuffed with that bit because that meant the song was going to work, and it was a catchy thing. I'll never forget, I was staying at my mum and dad's house for a few days, having a break, and I was in bed fast asleep one morning, and I was woken up in this enormously loud living thing, and it was my dad. He whipped it up real loud, like he was pleased, that it was on, and he was waking me up with this. With this one, he's going, That it goes, and that was another noisy bit there going. So after you've gone, it's a living, it's a terrible thing to lose, which was the unusual bit, because going to the augmented there, I hadn't heard that done before from that minor there, the D minor to the G augmented, and so that was I was thrilled with that. Whoa, I got a new chord change that I've never heard before. Also. I mean, the actual basic chords that go, it's two relative minors in one swoop. So you're going like, you get C to A minor. And you got your A flat and another relative minor in a different key. So that was cheeky. It was good. And then that was the thing that won the day because I've got nowhere to go after that. So as soon as I found the E minor, it was a real treat. And I'd got it then. And once you got back into the air. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose. That's all it is, really. It's very simple. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO. This is day six about their sixth studio album from 1976. A lot of sixes there. Album is called A New World Record. Came out in October of 76. And it was once again recorded at Musicland in Munich. And this would be their breakthrough album in the UK. Hit the top 10 in the UK. Also went multi-platinum in the U.S., and the cover features the debut of the ELO logo. Jeff Lynne felt like his songwriting hit a high point for this album. A quote from Jeff, "The songs started to flow, and most of them came quickly to me. To have all those hits, it was just, amazing, really. Going from doing okay for probably 3 or 4 years to suddenly being in the big time, it was a strange but great thing." Yeah, there were 4 hit singles on this record. 2 of them were top 10 in the U.S. So yeah, it was a big record. Let's check it out. The album opens with a song called Tightrope. Personally, I could do without the 1 minute intro, but when the song kicks in, it's fun. It's a glammy rock song. Definitely has some Paul McCartney, Beatles vibes. Nice big melodies, killer production. A really good song, except for the intro. Next song on the album is called Telephone Line. This is a pop rock kind of ballad with a great chorus, huge sound. It's derivative, but in all the right ways. Just kind of a tribute to this kind of music in and of itself, but incredibly well done. Great song.
Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did? We did. We're all for real. Not a dream.
I just can't believe they've all faded out of view.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Do what? Do the do the what? Do what? Do like blue days, black nights. Do what? Do like
look into the sky.
The love you need ain't gonna see.
Next up is a song called Rockeria with an exclamation point. A very fun song. I love the big sound. Again, we hear several different styles that are very familiar. You're like, what does that remind me of? What does that part remind me of? But it's quite an entertaining approach when it's done right and in context as a piece of this song, all the bits work. And coming after the last two songs, it's just impossible not to be into this. So this is a very satisfying album so far.
She's down for Beethoven. She loves the way Putin.
All right, side one, which has been great so far, it closes out with a song called Mission, parentheses, a world record. And this is an all right ballad, closing out the side of the album. I suppose it works. This song, for me, is in no way as satisfying or entertaining as the first three songs. Maybe it's pretentious in a way that the first three songs were not. That being said, it's pleasant enough to listen to, and except for the abrasive, distorted vocals that happen once in a while, I can get into this. And so if you just take side one as a complete album side, definitely the best album side we've heard from ELO so far.
Hey Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, flipping the record over, side two kicks off with a song called So Fine. So this is some kind of Doobie Brothers bullshit. And it really sucks, and I think I hate it. All right, the second song on side two is a song we all know called Livin' Thing. Big hit song for ELO. One of those songs that, you know, been hearing my whole life pretty much. And it's the same vibe as Evil Woman, which I don't like. But it kind of has the same vibe as Evil Woman, which I said I didn't like. This song I do like because the melodies are much more enticing. I really like the verse melody. The bridge and chorus melodies are fine. I'm not a huge fan of this song.
It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose.
All right, up next we get Above the Clouds. That is really just an interlude that goes into the third actual song on side two, which is Do Ya, which is a song that previously was released by The Move. Actually, The Move recorded that version of this song at the same time they were recording the first Electric Light Orchestra album, at the same time that Roy Wood, Jeff Lynne, Bev Bevan from The Move were making the first ELO album. It's the same time they recorded Do Ya, written by Jeff Lynne. So I guess the story of why this song that was already released by The Move, how it ends up, you know, 5 years later or whatever on this album, is that ELO had started playing this song live, and they had been performing it in concert for a couple years, and I guess the fans were into it, I don't know, or they liked how it went over, or they just liked how it felt, and maybe they thought they could do a better version of it. So they decided to re-record it for this album. And it is a good rock song, but I prefer the more charming original version by The Move. That being said, and I don't want to ruin The Move version for you, but there's this incessant cowbell that is actually oppressive if you're listening, especially if you're listening with headphones. So it almost... Yeah, it's almost like you might want to listen to the ELO version of the song just because of that goddamn cowbell. Alright, a new world record ends with a schmaltzy and boring 5.5 minute thing called Shangri-La. I don't like it. So, side two is pretty disappointing after how great side one was, but side one of this album is great, and, you know, Livin' Thing and Do Ya are, you know, a couple of the more well-known ELO songs on side two. don't necessarily really have to hear them again. So, you know, what I'm going to do with this album is listen to side one, and that's it, honestly. But side one is great. So let's hope they keep it up with their next album. We'll hear about it tomorrow, called Out of the Blue.
Tomorrow brings, who knows? I'm getting out.